Mabel Louise is here. Hello.
Hey, good morning. And I'm going to just take right over so you can get out of here and do your errand. Bless you. Hello there. How are you today? I'm going to ask you a very pointed question that has been asked of me by others, and I'm just going to pass it on because it's such a good question. Did you think to pray this morning for our country and for its leaders and all that's going around in the government? Oh, how we need prayer. Something else, isn't it? Well, I'm a senior, and I've never seen such turmoil in our government and among people of our good old America. Remember, prayer can change all of it, because as that song you just heard says, God saves and he reigns. Yes, in spite of all that's going around and is everywhere all over the world, he is still in control. And wouldn't it be easy to blame him for all that's going on? Sorry, can't do that. Well, this whole horrible coronavirus has forced us to be housebound, and it has allowed all of us to examine our hearts and our lives, and hopefully has drawn us closer to Jesus. And hopefully it's been a means to encourage some to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that's what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting. And my message today talks about that very thing, the patience of the Lord, and how he waits for us to give him our lives. And so today I'm going to begin the study of the parable of the tares. It's one of my favorites, for it's all-inclusive. It covers the whole world and all people, and plus, I should say, the wonderful, wonderful compassion and love of our Savior. The book of Jude, that little tiny book, has one verse in it that I cherish, and it says, and some having compassion, making a difference. Yes, when we're compassionate and loving and merciful, then we love the brethren and we love each other. Isn't that what it's all about? And today, this parable really covers it all. And so let me just go to the scriptures and read the parable of the weeds. Some call it parable of the tares, and some the parable of the weeds. And I'm going to read from the New International Version. Jesus is speaking to the people and giving them different lessons by parables. And of course, the Lord spoke in parables from commonplace things, things that were just at their fingertips, things that they used, things in agriculture. And he gave them great spiritual truths and illustrated them by things that they knew and could see. And someone wrote this poem, and I thought it was good. Let me read it to you. It's short. He talked, that meaning Jesus, he talked of grass and wind and rain and fig trees and fair weather, and made it his delight to bring heaven and earth together. He spoke of lilies and vines and corn, the sparrow and the raven, the words so natural yet so wise were on men's heart engraven. Well, in the parable of the tares, we find that it exhibits God's present rulership over the entire earth, and he calls his people out by his name. And God is carrying out his program today through the church and the saved ones. Now let me read the parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat. Excuse me. And they went away. And when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go out there and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds up, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Another parable put forth saying the kingdom of heaven is like unto man. And the servant said, "Would you like for us to gather them up?" Just think, here's a situation that's very difficult. And so while the men slept, notice the Lord is awake. He was watching all the time. You see, he never slumbers nor sleeps. And Satan, the enemy, sows tares among the wheat at night. I remember as I was studying this and thinking, for years our family had a large garden. We started new churches, and the salary was so tiny. And so we had a garden in order to help with the budget. And when I would go out and weed through the vegetable rows, I would find weeds that looked very much alike to the plant. And I would always have trouble with the carrot row, for the weeds would grow right in the middle, and if I pulled out the weeds, out came those tiny little carrots. Well, our lesson calls this bad seed darnel, D-A-R-N-E-L. And I looked up that word in the encyclopedia, and it also said it was a poisonous weed. And it brought to my mind when I prepared a message a long time ago on the 23rd Psalm. Do you remember the statement? And I'm sure you can quote it. But if you can't, there's a statement in that says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." You see, poisonous plants abound, which are fatal to grazing animals. And the most noxious is a species of the milkweed. And I'm sure you're familiar with that weed, but this one was called whorled, W-H-O-R-L-E-D, which is very prevalent in the Holy Lands. And so the shepherd would have to go ahead of the sheep, look for good pasture, and then he would have to walk through it, and he would take his instrument, and he would And by the way, the instrument was called a mattock, and that instrument would be like a axe or a pick. He would dig and grub out all of those poisonous weeds before he ever brought the flock of sheep into that pasture. And then what he would do with those weeds, he would lay them on stones that were flat and for them to dry up in the sun. And then the next day he would go and take those weeds that were all dry and burn them up. And some of those flat stones were actually laid by other shepherds in other years, so he didn't have to find flat stones for the whole field that way. In the meantime, the field being free from the poisonous plants, the sheep were led into the newly prepared pasture. And, of course, all of those deadly weeds would be gone, and they could eat in peace. And I'm not sure if this was the same poisonous plant, but for sure it looked the same as the wheat seed. And, you know, there's so many lessons that we can learn from this story. You can make one lesson could be, for instance, when a liberal pastor preaches a liberal message, he is sowing tares among his people. In other words, he's not giving the full gospel. And you can call the liberal message that he's giving as tares, and the people are not informed of what God's word really says. And then it's interesting as you think about the fact that the farmer said to let the weed and the wheat grow together. And that means that Christians that are true believers are growing in the Lord at the same time as the devil's crowd is growing in their darkness of sin. And both are evident today. Never has there ever been so much gospel spread by the media, satellite dishes in the sky, mega churches. Oh, my goodness, and there's books of every kind on every subject, so we are really without excuse. Never has there been so much openness of sin all around us. I could start naming, and you could say yes, yes, yes. But our main business as believers, and that's what we're doing here at WWIB, is to sow the word of God. And one day the Lord will put in his sickle and separate the tares from the wheat. And only the Lord knows, and we certainly cannot judge. The Bible teaches us also that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So that this says that God is the one who does any judging. It's interesting, isn't it, to note that Satan does his biggest work at night. I remember my husband and I were on our way to speak at out west of in the United States, and we had to go through Reno, Nevada. And it was nighttime when we were driving through, and it just so happened that we could look. The doors of the casinos were wide open, and we could look as we passed by. So many people gambling there all night long. So Satan works, doesn't he? And so much more at night. But he works day and night, I guess we can say. What should our attitude be toward the tares? Well, I like to get one right from the gospel. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Excuse me. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Yes, there's going to be a judgment day when Jesus comes back to rule and reign. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.